Well, we're about to have a conversation with Siskuku Makome. She's a clinical psychologist and a marriage counselor. Siskuku, a very good morning to you. We're talking about the importance of taking good care of ourselves, which we hardly ever do. Ngoba, you know, uhlala ucabanga nje ukuthi fanele nginakekele umndeni kuqala, fanele ngindeshe ukuthi abantwana bakahle. Why is it so important for us to also prioritize ourselves?
Morning, JT, and to your listeners. You know, there's a saying that I think we say it to see how it calls for us to understand the massity. You can't fill up from an empty cup, you know. So I think it's important to go to your cup must be full first before you want to fill other people's cups. I think the science also behind taking care of ourselves is that we are overwhelmed, we open ourselves to low depression, low bipolar, and all the other mental illnesses. And then we don't know that scientifically, if and when we look after ourselves, dopamine, which is the happy hormone, you know, it's then reproduced in a high rate, and it also helps us, you know. So when you have more levels of dopamine, now we'll be saying that you feel great, you feel good, you know. There's a guy who was talking earlier about the things that he does, that on his own, he's able to just encourage himself, you know, fill himself up, and he feels great after that. And you see now, when you do things that make you feel good, really everything, you tend to look at it and experience it much more in a positive light than negatively.
And so how do we deal with the guilt, Siskuku? Because in most cases you'd find that umamhlambe one, you have umndeni wakho, and two, basekhona futhi nebantu ekhaya lekufanele ukuthi ubanakekele, and sometimes you just want ukuthi ngitinakekele mina, but there's that guilt yokuthi this money could be going to my mother, this money could be going to my daughter, you know, for her project at school. How do we deal with that?
Remember, that money could be going towards your daughter, that money could be going towards your mom, but you'd be feeling very resentful. I think, you know, there's a gentleman now who just said, you know, mahola, he makes sure. And I think sometimes, you know, just to be intentional, you go to, out of whatever you get every month, yes, you still have your mom, you still have to get your daughter this, and. But spoil yourself, you know. And I think spoiling ourselves is not in the biggest, you know, purchases. An outing, if you like sushi, if you like McDonald's, if you like KFC, you go and you take yourself out. That moment is what is going to fulfill you, because sometimes we want to serve other people and then we fail to serve ourselves, and we are not going to be happy, we are not going to be fulfilled. Sometimes you have to make a conscious decision, go to, out of all this money, you know, my sexual money, the 100 rand, and I will be fine. So I think we need to release ourselves from the guilt of looking after ourselves, because we have to and we need to look after ourselves, or we'll be walking around quite miserable and unhappy. And when we are unhappy and miserable, we tend to take it out on other people also.
Hayi, sikuvile sesigugu. Yabona namhla, hayi, sikuvile.
Please look after yourselves and take care of yourselves. It's important. Even if it's really just a McFlurry,
yeah,
it matters. It makes you feel better.
Oh, thank you so much, sesigugu. We look forward to having you on the show again.
Thank you, ma'am.
Khulumile ke sesigugu. Let's leave the guilt somewhere and just enjoy the moment, whenever, wherever that moment is. Just to say, let me celebrate me. Uvuka kabuhlungu ekuseni wena wakithi. It's not nice. Uvuka ekuseni lokhu, angisho mina kumakhada lokhu. It's not nice. So take that moment and just say, yabona namhla, ngale mali lenginayo le, I'm going to use it for me. And just enjoy the moment.